It's nearly impossible to go through your career, no matter what industry you work in, without crossing paths with at least one difficult leader. And sometimes you might even unknowingly become that challenging boss. Leadership is a complex and nuanced skill. In our upcoming episodes, we'll dive deep into sea stories from both history and our community. Together, let's explore practical solutions and strategies to bring to our offshore environment. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore Podcast. This is Ali Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore Podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today. Today, we start with the story of Captain Bligh of the HMS Bounty, a tale set in the late 18th century, a period marked by exploration and the expansion of naval power. This historical context is crucial as it shaped the leadership styles of the era, which were often autocratic and harsh, reflecting the broader societal and military norms. A famous story about a bad boss at sea is the tale of Captain William Bligh and the mutiny on the HMS Bounty. This historical event occurred in 1789 and has since become legendary, often cited as a classic example of poor leadership and harsh discipline, leading to rebellion. Captain William Bligh was in command of the HMS Bounty on a mission to transport breadfruit plants from Tahiti to the West Indies. Bligh was known for his strict discipline and was often described as tyrannical and excessively harsh in his treatment of the crew. His leadership style, combined with the allure of idyllic life in Tahiti, led to discontent among his crew. Bligh frequently resorted to flogging, a common form of punishment in the Navy at the time. Even minor infractions can result in lashes with the cat o' nine tails. The severe physical punishment was a major source of resentment among the crew. Bligh was known for his sharp tongue. He often berated and humiliated crew members in front of their peers, using derogatory language. This kind of psychological abuse contributed to the deteriorating respect and morale among the crew. Bligh would sometimes punish the crew by withholding their privileges such as access to certain foods or leisure time, an environment where small comforts were scarce. This was felt keenly by the sailors. Bligh's strict control over provisions, often necessary on long voyages, was seen as excessively stingy and unfair by the crew. His focus on conservation sometimes led to accusations of favoritism and unequal treatment. Some accounts suggest that Bligh's punishments were often arbitrary and disproportionate to the offenses. This unpredictability contributed to an atmosphere of fear and tension on board. Bligh's expectations for work performance were extremely high. He pushed his crew hard, often beyond what was considered reasonable, which further strained the already tense relationship between him and his crew. While discipline and strict control were necessary elements of naval life at the time, Bligh's approach, particularly his abrasive manner and lack of empathy, exasperated the situation. The situation escalated when Fletcher Christian, the master's mate, led a mutiny against Bligh. Bligh and 18 loyalists were set adrift in a small boat with limited supplies. Remarkably, Bligh navigated over 3,600 nautical miles to Timor, demonstrating exceptional navigational skills and survival instincts. The story of the mutiny on the Bounty has been romanticized and dramatized in numerous books, films, and other media, often portraying Bligh as a villain and Christian as a sympathetic character. However, historical accounts suggest a more complex situation, with Bligh's navigation skills and later career indicating a competent naval officer. This story serves as a powerful reminder of the impact of leadership styles and crew morale in challenging environments like seafaring. It highlights the potential consequences of authoritarian leadership and the importance of mutual respect and good communication between leaders and their teams. Now, let's face it, we're probably, at least I hope not, going to get flogged by a captain as crew members. But modern day mariners can learn several valuable lessons from the story of Captain William Bligh and the mutiny on the HMS Bounty. It starts with the importance of effective leadership. Modern leaders are encouraged to foster a positive environment where authority is exercised with fairness and empathy. This helps in building trust and respect, crucial for a cohesive and efficient team. Communication is so key as well. Open and respectful communication can prevent misunderstandings and conflicts. Bligh's failure to effectively communicate with his crew, often resorting to verbal abuse, contributed to the breakdown of relationships on board. Encouraging feedback and maintaining open lines of communication can lead to a more harmonious and productive environment. He also needed to understand what crew morale actually means. The morale of a crew is a critical component of successful maritime operations. Bligh's disregard for the well-being and sentiments of his crew led to disconnect. Recognizing and addressing the needs and concerns of the crew can prevent dissatisfaction and promote a positive working atmosphere. Adaptability and flexibility are also really important attributes of leaders. Rigid adherence to rules and procedures without consideration for changing circumstances can be detrimental. Bligh's inability to adapt his leadership style and decisions to the needs and challenges faced by his crew was a major flaw. Modern mariners should be flexible and adaptable, adjusting their leadership approach as situations demand. Despite his leadership flaws, Bligh's remarkable navigation skills and resilience during the crisis following the mutiny are commendable. Modern mariners can learn the importance of staying calm and resourceful in crisis situations, using their skills and knowledge to navigate through challenges. Captain Bligh needed to avoid favoritism and bias. It is essential to treat all crew members fairly and avoid perceptions of favoritism or bias. And Bligh was often accused of unequal treatment, which fueled resentment. Fair and unbiased treatment helps in maintaining a professional and respectful environment. The story of Bligh also underscores the need for continuous learning and development in leadership skills. It's crucial for modern mariners, especially those in leadership positions, to continually develop their skills in management, communication, and conflict resolution. Obviously, there's a lot to learn from these stories, and leadership is so complex, and absolutely no one is perfect. And there's probably a little bit of Captain Bligh in all of us, but it's important to self-reflect and see what are we doing to make our teams, whether we're in a position of authority or not, more inclusive, respectful, and psychologically safe. In our next episode, we'll continue exploring this fascinating intersection of history and modern leadership, uncovering a story from our community and strategies to enhance our leadership skills and workplace dynamics. Remember, though, that effective leadership isn't just about steering a ship and one's technical knowledge. It's about ensuring that every member of the crew is prepared and motivated for the journey ahead. Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.